And tell me about the work as a driver. All you did was take the carts to the siding, and then go back. That's all you did. But what about the rest of the year when they weren't harvesting?
Maybe do they work as usual.
What kind of work?
Head grass, head to one dot and everything.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, we had this one from the bay. They are trying a new one.
Uh-huh. Tell me now, what's that?
We had this one from the bay.
Uh-huh.
Trying a new one.
Uh-huh.
And I believe well, it was short.
Okay, so you repaired... Repairing the roads. Road repair, is that in the plantation, or is that out someplace else?
Just straight on your wood.
Huh?
Yeah. You got money to fix them.
Uh-huh. I see. So that was, that you did road work then. You would do road work when you weren't actually harvesting. Because that harvesting was only for a very short part of the year,
a small part of the year, wasn't it? Yeah, that's right.
Just for a couple of months, huh? Yeah. What months was that? You know, can you tell me
very crop start and let January mm-hmm. run up there.
Yeah.
I want July finish.
Uh-huh. And that usually took about how many months to finish?
That's about 5 months.
5 months to finish. But so then you really had about 7 months of the year to do other things, to do road work and stuff like that. Did you never work in the factory?
No.
No. Just out in the field and I see. Okay. Now, how about the, did you deal with the trash or the magas?
Well, yes, we used to deal with magas.
Okay, what'd you do with it?
They bring them back.
Bring it back on the.
Bring them to the inside and fence about the kitchen. Uh-huh.
And then that was. And that was sent back from the factory. The magas were sent back from the factory. How about mud?
Well, the mud engineers would bring them.
They brought the mud.
And threw them out and take them up.
Did you ever do that, work with the mud?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
They take them up and kill them to inside to join the key and field.
Uh-huh.
And you got people to kill them in the field.
Uh-huh. And spread it out. Huh?
Yeah.
Spread the mud out. Do you remember when you were small, did your mother used to make teas, different kinds of tea for you when you were sick?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about any of those? What kinds of stuff she used?
This one kind of bush.
Yeah. You think any of them? Think of the names of any of them?
That bush, I bought a few. You got them.
Okay.
In the bush up there.
That one right there?
Yeah.
Which one? The one with the, what's that called?
We call them busy bell, but them upper side, they really think, forget where the name.
What's that called?
I forget where the name. Uh-huh. See them bush in the pen, they call them Old Man Beard. Call them.
Old Man Beard? Uh-huh. Okay.
And some bush down there called Pretty Rich.
Pretty Rich, yeah. And are all of those are good for teas, huh?
Yeah.
Use all of those for teas, I see. Do you remember when you used to have midwives? And they both babies? Was there a midwife in the village?
No. Not in the village.
Pardon?
They ain't got no midwife in the village.
Never had? They never did have. Were your children born with a midwife?
They're midwife, no, but they...
Oh, but they came from someplace else.
Yeah.
Where'd they come from?
Molyneux.
I see. So, okay. And so, tell me about that. Tell me about the process. Did you take your wife to the midwife, or did the midwife know when to come? How did that work?
No, I didn't know until they went to the hospital.
Now they go in the hospital, yeah. I understand that. But before, when they had midwives, how did they do it?
You go and call the midwife.
Okay. You call the midwife. And you don't call the midwife until the child is going to be born. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.